With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Israel has accepted a four-day truce with Hamas. Among other things, it calls for the release of 50 hostages, primarily women and children, being held by Hamas.
Well, the deal has now been confirmed by Qatar, which is a major broker in the negotiations. A senior U.S. official has said they expect at least three American citizens, two women and a three-year-old girl, to be among the first 50 hostages released. We've also learned from Washington that there will be a period of about 24 hours before the hostages are actually released, a gap to organize the logistics, meaning that the release will probably be tomorrow, Thursday.
The BBC's Peter Bowes, characterizing it as a pause in the fighting, not a ceasefire. Israel's military says it remains committed to destroying Hamas, eliminating terrorism in Gaza, and the threat it poses to the Jewish state. Retaliating for attacks on American forces earlier this week, the U.S. has carried out airstrikes on a couple of targets inside Iraq, facilities said to be used by Iran and its proxies. There is skepticism in the West about North Korea's claim to have successfully launched a spy satellite. In response to Pyongyang's claim, South Korea says it will resume frontline aerial surveillance of the North. Also at SRNNews.com, thought to be the result of a drug deal gone bad, a shooting in Philadelphia has left two people dead, five others wounded. It happened last night. Police say they found five guns at the scene along with money and narcotics. ChatGPT maker OpenAI has rehired Sam Altman, the CEO it fired just last week. The firing prompted almost all of the startup's employees to threaten to quit. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are up 33 points. This is SRN News. Support for abortion in this country is soaring.
According to a new Wall Street Journal NORC poll, 55% of respondents say a woman should be able to get an abortion for any reason, no questions asked. That's one of the highest levels since analysts started asking the question back in the 1970s. Democrats are the most pro-abortion. 77% support the procedure for any reason. The survey also reveals that 86% of Americans want access to abortion in cases of rape or incest. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Two teen girls who are living as boys are suing the University of Missouri over its decision to stop providing sex change operations for minors. The federal lawsuit alleges that the university hospital is discriminating against the teens based on their diagnosis of gender dysphoria. The medical center stopped providing the operations because of a new state law that bars anyone under 18 from undergoing irreversible surgery in order to live as the opposite sex. This is SRN News. A Maryland handgun licensing law struck down.
By a 2-to-1 vote, judges on the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals have found that the requirements for Maryland's handgun licensing law are unconstitutionally restrictive. The law, passed in 2013, lays out a series of steps for would-be gun owners. They include completing 4 hours of safety training, submitting fingerprints, passing a background check, being 21, and residing in Maryland. Maryland Governor Wes Moore, a Democrat, says he's disappointed in the circuit court's ruling and will continue fighting for the law. He says his administration is reviewing the ruling and considering its options. I'm Mike Hempen.
A very busy day at the airports, about 290 flight delays reported so far this morning, and roughly 40 flight cancellations. More details at SRNNews.com.